Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me.
With Garrett Davey.
So, Garrett, we're kicking off this afternoon with Guy Ritchie's next action thriller.
Yes, and a rising star from Ireland, Niamh Allegarth from Mullingar, who's had such great roles recently in the likes of The Virtues, and she's going to be in a Ridley Scott-produced series called Raised by Wolves shortly as well. But she is joining, as you say, Guy Ritchie's new action thriller that stars Jason Statham. This is a project that's got a lot of interest already. It was called Cash Truck at one stage, but we think now that that name has changed, and they're keeping a lot of the details about it sort of under wraps. But the story follows H, a cold and mysterious character working as a cash truck company, working for a cash truck company responsible for moving hundreds of millions of dollars around Los Angeles each week. The film shifts across timelines and between various character perspectives. Also in the cast, you've got Scott Eastwood and Josh Hartnett. Of course, Statham has worked before with Ritchie. They worked on Snatch and Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels. But what a good one for Niamh Allegarth
well
to get cast
to
on.
Fantastic.
We saw her in Cam with Horses as well. That was had a Toronto premiere this year. But Shane Meadows, The Virtues, obviously got a lot of interest. And when Raised by Wolves comes along as well, I think her star is certainly rising.
Fantastic. What about Star Trek 4? Have we a writer? Have we a director?
It looks like we do. That the Fargo creator and showrunner Noah Hawley looks set to write and direct the next film. And he's going to produce, actually, as well, alongside J.J. Abrams. So it won't be a reboot or standalone, rather a fourth film in what we've known as the sort of the current version of Star Trek.
So the same cast members.
You've got Chris Pine, you've got Zachary Quinto, Zoe Saldana, Simon Pegg, Carl Urban. Hawley made his feature film debut on a film called Lucy in the Sky earlier this year. Had a high profile premiere, but it didn't do so well with the reviews. But he's currently on production in a fourth series of what has had great reviews for him, which is the Fargo series. So I think, you know, he's a good choice to put on this. There was rumours, you know, that Quentin Tarantino is going to be doing a Star Trek
That's
movie.
Right.
And we don't quite know where that's sort of fitting in. Is that a standalone movie? Is that even happening at all? But anyway, Noah Hawley is the person who's taking the director's chair for now.
Okay. Meanwhile, Steven Soderbergh, he's working on sort of a crime drama, isn't he?
He is. It's called Kill Switch. Now, Soderbergh is a funny one. Every time I read about him, I go, didn't he retire years
ago? There he is again.
It's like he just keeps making loads of movies.
And
loads of money as well. But he's cast Josh Brolin, Don Cheadle and Sebastian Stan. They're all in talks, actually, for this Kill Switch movie. Ed Solomon, who is the writer of Men in Black, has penned the film in which a trio play criminals who pull off a home invasion only to wonder if they have been double-crossed along the way. Casey Silver will produce and filming will begin next summer. So the project's been shopped around to studios at the moment, and needless to say, with those attachments and that director,
it's
getting plenty of interest.
I think so. Now we have 4K restoration happening a lot.
This is happening a lot, and Studio Canal are one of the studios that were behind the re-release of Apocalypse Now, Final Cut, which did really well. So they've decided and they've announced that a lot of their titles that are in their library are going to get this cinema release and a new home.
So this is a better looking,
sort of cleaned up print, done in the digital format for the best way possible for you to see it. But this list includes, it's quite an eclectic list. We've got Jean-Luc Godard's Breathless, David Lynch's The Elephant Man, we've got Serpico, Basic Instinct, Total Recall, and the Flash Gordon movie.
That is quite a mix, isn't it?
Queen soundtrack featured on. No, we're not there yet. We've also got Gaspar Noé's Irreversible, Sidney Pollack's 3 Days of the Condor, and Ealing Studio classics as well, The Lady Killers and Dead of Night. So they're one of the most sort of diverse film libraries, really. They've got about 5,000 titles there from 60 countries. So they are jumping from 65 remasters in 2017 to a massive 217 in 2019.
Well, so, nice opportunity to see those films in cinemas. And
well, that's
and
it. Yeah,
why
it's
not?
A great opportunity. And they we're do
behind
well,
that one.
You know?
Okay. Now, meanwhile, you were filling us in a good while ago about The Lord of the Rings on the small screen. What is the latest there?
Well, Amazon have decided, that's who's making it, they've decided to hand out an early renewal of a second season.
Ah. We're feeling positive.
They haven't even filmed the first season yet, so they're feeling very positive. There was talk when they first decided they were doing this. They said, oh, we're doing two seasons, but they hadn't greenlit the second season. We've got a couple of actors already in the cast. Markella Kavanagh, Will Poulter have joined the cast already. Writers J.D. Payne and Patrick McKay are serving as showrunners on it. J.A. Bayona is set to direct multiple episodes. But yeah, they've decided, you know what, we're going to do two series. So they may get on with it now.
Good for them, exactly. We shall wait and see how that goes down. Now, another sort of big screen to small screen story.
Yeah, this is kind of an exciting one, actually, when you consider the talent behind it. So David Fincher and Robert Towner are attached to a proposed prequel TV series to the 1974 film classic Chinatown. And this is currently in development at Netflix. So Town won the Oscar for original script, actually. And the original movie, of course, starred Jack Nicholson as a private investigator who's originally hired to expose an adulterer and soon becomes embroiled in a much larger and far more unsavory plot. Faye Dunaway also starred in the movie as well. It did have a sequel in 1990. The Two Jakes was the name of the sequel. But he's going to write a prequel series, which will focus on the exploits of a young Jake during his early days as an investigator. And David Fincher is someone who's worked with Netflix before. Obviously, he's worked on the likes of House of Cards, Mindhunter, and he has a new film coming with Gary Oldman called Mank as well. So a great collaboration there.
Yeah, that'll be interesting, won't it? Okay, we're staying with Netflix and a series that they shoot here in Ireland.
Yeah, this is great news, actually, for the Irish film industry. So Vikings, as you know, was shot here for many years, and that has come to an end. It was a history series, but it seems that Netflix have decided, you know what, we're going to carry it on and we're going to do the sort of follow-up series called Vikings Valhalla. So you have a lot of the creative team that worked on the original series joining. You have Jeb Stuart serving as writer. Morgan O'Sullivan is going to be executive producer on it, and it's all going to be filmed at Ashford Studios, which is great for them. I've visited Ashford Studios. It's a fantastic facility. They've put a lot of investment in there, and it's great to see such a large series, you know, setting up shop, which hopefully will last for a while.
Fantastic. Can we go to Trailer Watch?
Yes, we can. So this was a movie that I queued for when I was at the Cannes Film Festival. It was Lashing Rain at the time. There was a buzz about this movie. I was trying to get in because people were talking about it and I couldn't get in.
Which
and
one?
I got soaked. The Lighthouse.
Oh, this looks extraordinary, doesn't
it? It does, yeah.
Black and white.
There was a lot of interest around it. Willem Dafoe stars in it, Robert Pattinson as well. Robert Eggers directs. It's about two lighthouse keepers who try to maintain their sanity while living on a remote and mysterious New England island in the 1890s. Do check out the trailer.
I love the look of it.
It looks great, and it's out the 31st of January. Needless to say, I haven't seen it yet,
okay.
But I did try.
You did try. We applaud your efforts.
Thank you.
Let's go to movies on the big screen in cinemas this weekend, and we're going to start with a clip from 21 Bridges.
Is Marcus Fernandez?
What?
Marcus Fernandez.
A new Marcus. We were at the academy together.
Out there with Marcus is Ruben Kaiser and Patrick Graham. Just so you know, they leave behind four wives, one fiance, six kids, three of my godkids. Now I'm gonna go wake them up in the middle of the night, let them know their lives are shattered. You know the drill.
That's 21 Bridges, Garrett.
Yeah, that's about an NYPD detective who's thrust into a citywide manhunt for a pair of cop killers after uncovering massive and unexpected conspiracy. And while the search goes on, the authorities close all 21 bridges to prevent any entry or exit from the city. Chadwick Boseman stars in that. You've also got Stephen James, Sienna Miller and J.K. Simmons, whose voice you'd have recognised there.
Okay, we have Harriet.
Yeah, Harriet is an extraordinary tale of Harriet Tubman's escape from slavery and transformation into one of America's greatest heroes, whose courage and tenacity freed hundreds of slaves and changed the course of history.
Do you know, I saw this. It's an extraordinary story, and I can't believe I didn't know about her before. Cynthia Erivo is super leading the cast. Leslie Odom Jr. in there too. And, you know, it's what I liked about it as well, it really focuses on the escape. It's not violent as such, which these movies movies can often be, you see the scars of what they've been through, but it's about this woman and it's about the story, and it's very well done, I thought. That is Harriet, and I mentioned it at the top of the show, of course, the biggie this weekend is Frozen 2.
Yeah, it's just, it'll have crowds everywhere.
Yes. This.
So Anna, Elsa, Kristoff, Olaf, Sven travel to an ancient autumn-bound forest of an enchanted land. They set out to find the origin of Elsa's powers in order to save their kingdom. It's just going to be a massive
It'll
movie.
Be massive. And actually, yeah. You know, the story's good for us. Sequels are tricky, as we know.
They
you know,
are.
We've spoken before about sort of the Toy Story 2 is great and Paddington 2 is great,
yep.
But it can be very tricky to follow up. And I think that the story's good. There's actually a beautiful focus on nature on it and some wonderful animation. And we'll be talking about the music and the songs a little later
and
on.
And there was a slow burn effect, wasn't there, with the first movie? It
yes,
just took
right,
a bit of
yeah.
time and then it
and
just
then it
built
totally
and built.
Off,
and then
yeah.
you had all the sing-alongs
yeah.
that
There's
happened.
A little
with
bit
it
of a
well.
Lull in it about three quarters of the way through for me, but that'll be the only thing. I think it'll do well at the box office. We don't need to
don't
say
need
that.
To push it anyway, that's for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah,
it'll
exactly,
do well.
Exactly. A couple more to mention.
Yeah, Blue Story is about a hard-hitting crime drama about two friends who become rivals in a vicious London gangland war. We've also got Them That Follow. It's set deep in the wilds of Appalachia, where believers handle debt-dealing snakes to prove themselves before God. A pastor's daughter holds a secret that threatens to tear her community apart. Caitlin Dever and Olivia Colman star in that movie. And then we've also
Olivia
got...
Olivia Colman's everywhere at the moment.
She's everywhere
she?
At the yeah. moment. A Dog Called Money is PJ Harvey and Seamus Murphy on a journey through the creative process behind PJ Harvey's new album, conceived by their travels around the globe.
Okay, what TV movie are you recommending?
It's an Oscar winner. It was an Oscar winner with Sandra Bullock starring in it. It's about a middle-class family who take a homeless teenager in. He's no education or skills to speak of, but he's encouraged to turn his life around, helping him to get grades that he needs for a college scholarship and to hone his sporting skills to become an American football player. It's a fact-based drama starring, as I said, Sandra Bullock, Quentin Aaron and Tim McGraw. It's called The Blind Side and it's on RT2 tonight at 9 p.m.
Great stuff, Gareth. Thanks a million.
Thank you.